107 2CH.
Home cooking,
and now cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning on this cold, wet morning.
Well, we sort of say it's the start of winter tomorrow. I think
tomorrow, yes. But gee, we've had a long, cold May, haven't we?
This is our answer to the old Indian summers, Indian winters, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe you're going to tell me about a rock star chef. Is that right?
Well, she wouldn't describe herself as such. She's actually worked for the stars, but she doesn't have stars in her eyes. It's Courtney Brack. She runs a terrific little eatery in Darling Street, Balmain, called Chow Time. And it's spelt C-I-A-O-T-H-Y-M-E, which is the most unusual spelling. And she's also got a little cafe opposite called Cafe Viva. But when she was 19, she was working at the entertainment centre in Sydney for a catering company called More Than a Morsel. And one night she happened to be catering for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who were in town. And they loved her cooking so much that they asked her to go with them to L.A. She accepted the offer. I can't imagine what her mother would have thought, because she was really only, you know, young, 19.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, she went off with them, did wonders for them over there. In those days, she tells me, they were really into healthy eating. I don't know what they're up to now, but, you know, they were really conscious of eating good food. And then she got plucked away by Lenny Kravitz and taken down to New Orleans, where she worked there for him as his private chef, and often went to the studio which he shared with Al Green, and cooked for him as well. And then went up to New York with Lenny. And one night, you know, she was cooking all night because Lenny said, "Look, I've got two special guests to bring back to you." And she stayed up all night, you know, she was fussing over food and putting it back in the oven and taking it out, et cetera, et cetera. And then suddenly there's a knock at the door. Door opened. And who's standing at the door? None other than Prince and Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Both of whom loved, she tells me, her sugar-cured tuna and azuki bean dish. So they sound as though they're fairly health conscious too. I know, it's just amazing. She's also worked for Rod Stewart, Madonna, U2, Bob Dylan.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Incredible. Anyway, she's now running this eatery in Darling Street, Balmain, and she's doing wonderful, simple sort of picnic-style foods, wonderful salads. And, you really could go there and get your evening meal, because there are dishes like coq au vin as well, exotic sausage rolls, quiches, pies, and wonderful cakes, which her mother makes. And I've actually got a recipe for one of those today on my webpage.
Okay, that's lovely. What's her name again?
Her name is Courtney. Yes. Brack, B-R-A-C-K-S, and her little eatery is called Chow Time. But it's not C-H-O-W, it's C-I-A-O.
Okay, lovely.
Okay.
Now, what sort of a recipe do you have us?
She's given me her mother's recipe for a delicious plum frangipane tart. Now, I know the plums are probably almost out of season now, so you can use figs, and figs are around at the moment because it's still autumn. And so it's just a sweet pastry crust that you need to make, a frangipane filling which is like an almond cream in the middle, and then topped with these caramelised figs or plums. Absolutely delicious.
Okay, it's on your website?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
And if you're driving today, remember to drive with your lights on and give the fellow in front plenty of space.
Indeed.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.